Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Israel Gutierrez is an ESPN NBA columnist. You know him from Around the Horn, and it's a pleasure to have him on here on 95.7 The Game talking a little basketball. Israel, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Damon?
Doing very well. Thanks so much. We begin to kind of just cut through a little free time since we don't get you that long. We give everybody 30 seconds to wax poetic about Steph Curry, and then we'll have other questions. So you have 30 seconds. The floor is yours. Wax poetic.
I'm not even sure if I'll say anything that anybody else hasn't said about the guy, but, it's amazing to me. I like to say he's got some sort of cosmic connection with the basketball, because it's not just the shooting and the touch that he has, despite not being, the perfect form or what have you. It's also just his finishes around the rim, how good he's getting at that. And, even the most difficult of shots, he seems to make with ease. And I remember this one shot at the end of a half, I believe against Memphis, where he just shot it so high off the glass, and it seemed to me he was celebrating before that ball even touched glass, knowing that that one was going in. So he's amazing to watch, and he's been my favorite player for a few years now.
You've had a front row seat to an unbelievable, unprecedented, almost, except for one other team, win streak. Tonight, the Warriors can tie the Miami Heat 27 in a row going back to last year. The Heat obviously did it all in the same season, so there's a little caveat there. But when it comes to measuring the best streaks of basketball, where do you put this start and the fact that they've started this and it didn't come in the middle of a season? Where does that factor into where you put it in the time capsule?
Yeah, it's tough to say. You go back to the Lakers, less teams back then, obviously, maybe probably more quality in every game. So that one in itself, I think, probably stands. That's obviously, longer also, but probably stands apart from these other two. But it is interesting, when you talk about the levels of pressure here, where, LeBron and the Miami Heat, it seemed like they were always under that spotlight and under that pressure. And, they got to a certain point, even within that streak, that Dwayne Wade decided to play through some knee pain that he ended up regretting later, because, the streak meant so much to them. And they were, the always scrutinized Heat. And they wanted to get, prove as much and to prove to be as great as they possibly could be, versus this team that it's almost it. They're still disrespected in a sense, when people talk about, them quote unquote being lucky in the playoffs and everything else. And whatever slight that they can come up with, they seem to have used in their favor. And they act like, and I'm sure you've heard this a million times, they act like an NBA champion that actually wasn't an NBA champion, that is, overlooked. And I think that they're using that as fuel and only happen to be getting better. So it depends on just how you look at it. I would say that they're pretty equal right now, despite the fact that, it happened over two seasons for the Warriors.
Israel Gutierrez from ESPN here on the Damon Bruce Show. What is life in Miami like without LeBron James? How much different do the how much less buzz is there around the Heat? I mean, I've always said that even when LeBron was there, that's one of the greatest naturally wasted resources. If you're not in your seat for LeBron to play a finals game when the thing tips off, he's being wasted in a city that really doesn't give a damn.
Well, I think that's overstating things down here. Nationally, it's pictured. Miami's pictured as a fan base that only jumped on board when LeBron was there, and like you said, maybe wasn't there at the beginning of games and everything else. And when you sort of scan any arena, whether it's LeBron's hometown or any arena right at tip off, you're going to get 75% of those arenas are going to look the same. So you know, down here. That,
yeah, but none of them had LeBron. You know, none of them had the LeBron show.
No, listen. I mean, okay, we can go through this because this is such an old argument that
I know.
You can go through a lot. But the point being, you know, it is a noticeable difference. And I'm, you know, people say, well, how can you figure out, you know, outside of attendance, if the attendance has basically been the same since LeBron left. The way I see it, I go to the games the same way every time. And when LeBron was here, about an hour and a half before the game, I would dread if I was trying to get to the arena at that time, because there'd be a ton of traffic at the one exit that I'm supposed to take and a lot of people take to get to the Heat games. Now, I can get to that same exit half an hour before the game, and it's hardly any traffic. It's maybe an extra 2-minute wait. So it was just that many people not only wanting to get to the arena, but getting there early and, you know, getting around the area. And there is that sort of difference, palpable difference without LeBron. But in terms of, like, the basketball fans here, I mean, it's a different generation here. Like, the Dolphins have been bad for a decade plus now.
Right.
And so what the young, you know, the whatever you want to call them, millennials, whatever, people in their 20s and younger, they're all Heat fans. And they're very passionate about it. And they have been for basically the length of Dwayne Wade's career. So there is still, within Miami, there's still that buzz about this team. There's that desire to, you know, to get back at LeBron, whatever, for leaving and win without him. And so there's still a lot of basketball town down here. In fact, that's kind of the still the going thing down here, is just they're selling T-shirts here now that say basketball town. So it is kind of a Miami Heat town still.
True or false, the tearing down of the Orange Bowl is the worst thing to ever happen to the Miami sports scene?
you know, if that's sort of what you know, like my barber basically says, the Dolphins are under the curse of Joe Robbie because they took them out of the Orange Bowl and haven't been good since, or really good, significantly good since, and that's kind of true. And then, you know, the Hurricanes, since they stopped playing there, have been in shambles, but kind of they were in shambles when they were there because that was the beginning of the Randy Shannon era. So
right.
It's not like it would have gotten better depending on where they played. But, yeah, that is kind of, timing-wise, a convenient point for people to say that was the biggest difference or that sort of brought down football in South Florida. But, hey, I mean, until some team decides to prove otherwise, I'd say it's something, you know, something to hang on to. But my guess is that Mark Richt will figure things out down here, and all of a sudden the Orange Bowl curse will be a thing of the past.
Let's see. I tell you what, if he can close that gate, it can happen. The state of Miami? Isn't that what you do?
Yeah.
You close the gate on the state of Miami, and the Hurricanes can roll again. We've got Israel Gutierrez. We were just supposed to talk NBA with you, but now I got other questions, and I know you cover the NBA, but how excited are you that the ray of sunshine that is Barry Bonds is going to be in your town as a hitting coach?
You know, it doesn't even matter where he is. I like the idea of, you know, these guys who are great at something, because, you know, say what you will about the steroids or whatever, he was still great at hitting the baseball. And I think anybody that can try to impart that wisdom onto somebody else, and he always has seemed to, you know, be such a, obviously you kind of have to be a student of the game to be that prolific at what he did in particular, but it seemed to be like the only thing he would talk about really in depth. And I think it's just something that he seems to be passionate about. And so I want to see if this team is just noticeably better. And frankly, and this is the one part that does make me happy that it's down here, is because I want to see Giancarlo Stanton get everything he can out of Barry Bonds, assuming they don't trade him, because Lord knows they could trade anybody at any time. If Giancarlo can really just get anything positive from Barry Bonds and just improve what you know, the way he plays and his approach to hitting the ball, then I think that would just be amazing to see for everybody, because the guy's a freak and can have one of those Barry Bonds like 50-something home run seasons.
It's good talking a little bit of everything with you here. Let's wrap up, since this game in Indiana just tipped off. We'll wrap up with one more scarier force of nature question. Mm-hmm. What is the scarier force of nature? The fact that the Warriors are dropping about 115 per night, or the Spurs are holding everyone to about 88 points per night?
It is very interesting that the Warriors have sort of deflected all attention from other parts, including LeBron and including the Spurs. And the Spurs are, they don't normally start off this well, especially even when they do have, add on to the fact rather that they do have such a big addition in LaMarcus Aldridge, and they seem to be humming in the one area where it matters most, because you could always, you know, find that ball movement and everything else, but the defense, man. And to me, it's just Kawhi Leonard has gotten so much better every single year for the past, since, you know, that first year where they lost to Miami in the finals. He's just gotten, taken huge steps, and you don't know, you know, maybe you don't normally see that. Maybe somebody sort of plateaus at some point at this point, but he just keeps getting better. And it turns that offense into, you know, a really good one, even if Tony Parker is not 100% or not the guy that we remember. But it also just makes that defense automatically so good. So, as soon as the Warriors decide to lose, people might want to start paying attention to the Spurs.
Have you ever intentionally tanked on around the horn because you wanted to get out of the taping early?
Yes.
Israel, thanks an awful lot, man. I really appreciate your time this afternoon. You take care, man. Thank you.
You get it.
No, Israel Gutierrez, not afraid of tanking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.